first of all, Alec, I know we're going to look at the Northwest clubs, and there's quite a few of them, but where does it sit with you at the moment that we still don't have any club in the Northwest playing at a senior level, being involved in All-Ireland League rugby? We had City of Derry previously. We had Omagh previously as well. That's all fallen away. And listen, it's hugely disappointing, but is it going to take time, is it, before we see another club from this region back punching at that sort of level again?
I think it is, Oisin. As I said many years ago, you know, the demise of City of Derry, not that it was expected, but it was happening, unfortunately. And the trouble is that they don't have the players now that are needed to play in All-Ireland League have got to be a lot better, for instance, as playing in Championship 1, 2 or 3. The other thing, of course, Oisin, is that because we are so far away here from Dublin, Cork, Limerick and stuff, the travel involved in the All-Ireland League was pretty excessive. But when Derry were going well, I mean, it wasn't a problem. There were supporters going. Everything was a great buzz. The same applied to Omagh, who did very, very well in their 5 or 6 years in the All-Ireland League. But there's a lot of players now don't particularly want to do that. And I think that's why you will see the Championship 1, the Ballyclares, the Larns and the teams like that there, they are getting much stronger because players who would have played in the All-Ireland League in the last 2 or 3 years have decided enough is enough. I'd rather only have to travel an hour and a quarter to get the games, and that's the problem. The other thing is, actually, unfortunately, the feed from the schools here is not as good as it would be in some of the other places. And that's just an unfortunate thing. Omagh Academy have done very well. The rugby has gone into all the schools as well. But it's just, if you don't have, say, the right people there, and I don't mean that in any wrong way, but it's you just don't develop rugby players overnight, and that's the problem. And it could take a long time, but sadly, any time I'm down in Dublin at the internationals and stuff, that's the first question I get. You know, when is the Northwest going to have a senior club again? Because City of Derry had a great reputation, and also it was a great boost for the region.
But in saying that, Alec, do you not think that Omagh would have aspirations this year of getting out of Ulster Championship 1 and possibly being involved in a playoff and trying to get back there again?
Oh, I've no doubt about it. I've no doubt about it because last year at the start of Championship 1, I think maybe some of the players might have thought, well, we're coming down, so it'll be okay. But as I said, whenever City of Derry came down to Championship 1 in the first year, and people were saying, oh, we'll be back, okay. And I says, don't fool yourselves, because you heard me saying quite often that the top six sides, the top six sides in Championship 1 would have beaten the top bottom four sides in the All-Ireland League Division 2B. So that was the yardstick to work from, you know.
And obviously, Omagh in Championship 1, they start against Ballymoney next weekend. The new boys into Championship 1 are Limavady, promoted out of 2 last year. They also go to Cook. What sort of season do you think Limavady will be looking to have this year? Is it primarily, first and foremost, avoiding relegation back to 2? And Alec, have they strengthened the head of this new campaign?
Well, they were very impressive last year, Oisin. I mean, they lost one game and they drew a couple, and that was the height of it, and they were going through well. They have a very, very good coach in young Peter Wilson. They did recruit quite well. They got 2 or 3 guys from Ballymena, and I've heard that there are other players because in and around this particular area here between Derry and Strabane and all, at the moment, with Limavady playing in Championship 1, they have a better opportunity. They also have, say, Ballymoney, Ballymena, and places like that there where it's not that far for players to travel. And I look forward to seeing Limavady next year because they certainly were a very, very good side last year and had some very, very good results. I mean, they went up to Belfast and beat some very, very decent sides up there, and it was great to see. They have the opportunity now in the Irish Junior Cup, finished in the top 4 after a really sort of storming finish to get there, and that will give them a bit more confidence. But no, the great thing about Omagh, and it's unfortunate that Derry don't have the same structure. Omagh have a seconds, thirds, and fourths. They're playing every Saturday and they're doing very, very well. Last year, as it was, as I had said, and make people knew, City Derry struggled at times to put a second 15 out. Now, if you don't have a very good second 15 to back up your first, even in Championship Two, you're going to suffer.
Well then, let's look at Championship Two and let's mention City of Derry. Do they have a squad which is good enough to get out of that division and move up then, Alec, in your opinion this year?
Well, I've heard different reports of different players, but I haven't heard anything genuine at the moment. I know that a couple of players who would be in their late 30s are talking about helping out, but to me, that's okay, maybe once or twice, and maybe they might score a try or something. But they've got to sort of start and try and keep a team going. Last year, there was chopping and changing, and as I said, the seconds virtually. They only played about four games. They called off a lot of games, and I mean that the players coming up, unfortunately, were not good enough. And as I said, the year we went down from Championship One, I said, people might find it strange that I admired the players, and I said, you have to remember that half of those players, and maybe more, are not up to that standard. But every Saturday they went out there knowing that they were going to be beaten, and you had to admire them for that. But unfortunately, being admired for being beaten, Oisin doesn't get you any plaudits.
Yeah, and they started home against Lisburn this next Saturday in Championship Two. Championship Two is fascinating because there's a host of North West teams in it, Letterkenny, Strabane and Coleraine. Let's look at Letterkenny. They go to Carrickfergus to start things off. What are you hearing that's coming out of the Dave Gallagher ground in Letterkenny ahead of the new season, Alec?
I think surprisingly, for me anyway, that Adam Bratton and Richard McCarter, who were the two coaches last year, have been relieved of their duties. Ali Ferguson, who was the coach up to 2 years ago, he is back now. He went to Dungannon Royal as the head of PE, but he's back now in, I think, it's OMA Academy, where he lives in OMA, and I suppose he has been talked back into doing this. Paul O'Kane, who initially started off with the ladies, organising the ladies rugby, he will be given a hand, but Paul will be the first to say that he's not a coaching is not his greatest asset. His greatest asset is he's a very, very good organiser and administrator, and sometimes that can be very, very important. And I do know that from talking to Kieran that they have. A few players have come back. Matt Faulkner, who would be the younger brother of Daniel Faulkner, is back at the club. He's a very, very good centre. I mean, as his brother Daniel, young Connor Keena, a scrum half, apparently he is here. Stevie Torrens, who played for Strabane a few years ago and who was a superb number eight, was injured all last season. He's back. And it'll be interesting just to see. I'm sure there's a lot more young boys because, as you know, Strabane's second 15 are pretty strong as well. But they will certainly, be up for it. I mean, last year they finished ahead of City of Derry, and that was a big, big thing. And around Christmas time, if you remember, they had back-to-back victories over City of Derry, and that for me was a very, very good effort. And I thought last year that they performed really well. Against even the best teams, yes, they lost, but I mean it was the effort they put in, and you can see that they were in the game. And silly mistake or a knock on or a forward pass can change the whole game, as we know. So I would think Letterkenny. In fact, I'm sure they'll be very competitive because Ferguson's a very good coach.
Strabane and Coleraine were both promoted up from qualifying three this year and two. Strabane are going to start with a home game against Academy, but it's when we look at it, Alec, and we see the sides that are in this section again, you have to go back a very long time to when Strabane played City of Derry last.
Well, I might be a year out, Oisin, but as far as I can remember, it's 1966. That was the year that the Butler Committee gave senior status to City of Derry Academy and Portadown. I was playing at that stage for City of Derry when all that happened. And then the following year, we played friendlies against a lot of the senior clubs before I really got into the league. So the last official league matches that I can remember that City of Derry played against Coleraine, and Strabane were 1966. Now, whenever we were a senior club, we played friendlies at the start of the season and the end of the season. But competitively, and I can assure you that knowing the Strabane boys and Corrine, there was never any love lost, and I would think there'd be even less this time.
And for both of those clubs who are just up, what is their targets now for as we start the 2026-27 season, Alec, do you think?
Well, if you remember, Oisín, the season before last, I covered the game down in Corrine where Strabane played Corrine. Now, Corrine won that game, but it was the situation, remember, if OMA lost and were relegated, neither team would get up, and that's what happened. So it was a sort of a Corrine had a moral victory, but it made no difference. Last year, Strabane from start to finish were more or less top of the league. Now, Corrine at Christmas, you wouldn't have given anything for them, but they came back very, very well. And I think it was their last six games. He took 30 points, maximum points, to finish in the runner-up position and get up. And that impetus that they got at the end of last season, plus I know they have recruited some players they will not be an easy side. And I can assure you, hopefully, if the fixtures work in well, I do look forward to all these local derbies because the Corrine and City of Derry will be a cracker. Strabane and Derry might even a better one.
The other sides, of course, from Donegal that are playing, Ballyshannon are in regional South West, then with the likes of Enniskillen and OMA. But as for Innishowen, who are actually opening part of their new facility, their new pitch this weekend ahead of the start now in the coming weeks, they're playing in Provincial North, where Donegal Town first team are also involved. And in that section is the seconds from Letterkenny, City of Derry and Strabane as well. That's going to be a very interesting section to keep an eye on, and it could be a very, very entertaining one, Alec, and a competitive one at that too.
I'd also City of Derry, Oisin, they're in that as well. And I think the great thing to say immediately is, it'll make a big, big difference to the travel of Innishowen, and for instance, and to all the teams that are in that league now. Because, I mean, Innishowen 2 or 3 years ago, whenever they were in that other league, I mean, I remember John Merritt saying it, that the expense of matches on a Saturday was extreme. And as you say, a lot of the games will only have to travel for 45 minutes, which is nothing nowadays. And I look forward because it will be very competitive. And local derbies, I mean, Letterkenny are Innishowen, you Derry Innishowen, Strabane Innishowen, and they look forward to taking on these big boys and see just what they're made of. It will be a very, very interesting league, and I think it's a good innovation from the Ulster branch to do this because it's zoning teams that are of an equal sort of ability, and it's stopping this nonsense at times of travelling 2 and 3 hours for some teams, and yet teams in Belfast only have to cross over the bridge to get to where they're going.
Just finally then, Alec, of all the Northwest teams now that have a new season starting in the coming weeks in the Ulster League, who are you expecting big things for? Who do you think is going to be the standout team of the season ahead from this region?
Well, if you look at Championship One, I would think that OMA will certainly be. I would be disappointed if they're not competitive. Limavady, if they can maintain the standards that they did last year, and as I say, if the recruitment gives them that little bit more experience, may not obviously get up first time, but I think that if they start off on the right foot, get a couple of victories or at least close games, it'll be a very good season for them and a chance to build them for the next couple of years when possibly, it's hard to say. I think that, to be honest, the Roe Valley would be very happy if they finished in the top half of that section because they have no ambitions for All-Ireland League Rugby in that sense, but they do have ambitions to stay in the top echelons of junior rugby. And as I said before, Oisín, that Championship One is not very far behind Division 2C. But of course, the All-Ireland League now has been changed and zoned. 2B and 2C have been split into sort of above Dublin and below Dublin, which is great again for those teams that are in it and travel wise in that way. But no, it'll be interesting to see. I would like to think that OMA would possibly be certainly up there pushing hard for a playoff place. And I mean, if Limavady finish in the top six, I think they'll consider that a very good season, Oisin.
Enjoy the rugby over the coming weeks. There's going to be a very entertaining season ahead, and we all look forward to the fixtures, and the best of luck to all the players from the Northwest region over the season ahead in the Ulster League. Thanks, Alec, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Oisin, all the best.